Paul Gilk and his wife Susanna live in voluntary poverty in Wisconsin's North Woods, in a log cabin without electricity or running water, playing their guitar and violin, and reading and writing by kerosene light. It's an unusual lifestyle for both of them, but especially for Paul, who has managed to get a collection of his essays published nationally, even though he doesn't own a computer.
I don't know. You could ask this question of Henry David Thoreau or any number of other persons who didn't even have that option of having a computer or a word processor or a telephone.
Like Thoreau, Gilk questions the value of civilization and praises the simplicity of an earlier America.
Jefferson wanted a nation of small farms, after all, because he felt that if people could not live independently, they would be incapable of independent judgment. And if they were incapable of independent judgment, we would end up with a tyranny.
Gilk's book is called Green Politics is E-Utopian. He spells the last word with an E to distinguish an ecologically based society from the utopian politics of the 20th century, the belief that civilization and technology can perfect nature. He says that belief has run its course.
The First World War, the Second World War, Auschwitz, and Hiroshima proved that the perfectionist utopian thrust of civilization is in fact unsustainable.
Paul Gilk is trying to prove with his own lifestyle that his vision of green politics is not only sustainable, but doable. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mulbert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.